All right. Yes. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. And look, it's after lunch, so I know y'all will help me. If y'all will help me, say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to help me get some energy in the room. Say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I need everybody on their feet. Everybody on their feet. Just put your pad down in your seat. I'll put you back down in just a moment. So everybody's standing up. Here's what I need for you to do. I need you to do what I do. So raise your right hand. Put your right hand over your heart. Raise your left hand. And repeat after me. I believe in myself. I believe in others. Others believe in me. I trust myself. I trust others. Others trust me. I attract millions in private money. And I have a millionaire mind. Give yourself a big hand right now. Woo! Y'all can have a seat. My first question is, are you ready to have church? Somebody give me an amen. Somebody else give me an amen. I'm in the right room. All right, I need y'all to get your pads out. Get your pads out and your pens out. And here's what I want you to write wherever you're taking your notes. And I'm going to give you a bunch of notes to write down. So on your pad, I want you to write my name at the top of the page, which is Jay Connor, J-A-Y-C-O-N-N-E-R. I'm an E-R, not an O-R. And underneath that, I want you to write my byline, which is the Private Money Authority, the Private Money Authority, so that when you come back to these notes, you know what it's all about. So first of all, I want to get one thing straight as to what we're going to be talking about in this session. The first thing I want us to understand is we're not talking about borrowing institutional money. We're not talking about borrowing from banks. And I must say, you should establish a relationship with everybody that you can, obviously. Carol Joy, my wife, who's in the back of the room, some of our best friends are hard money lenders, and there's a bunch of hard money lenders here. But in this room and in this talk, we're talking about how to attract private money into your world and funding your deals without ever asking for money. And people say to me, Jay, how in the world have you got $8.5 million of private money from individuals and you've never asked for money? Well, here's the answer. The first thing we do is we separate the conversations between teaching our program. And how do we do that? We put on our teacher hat. So my cap says private money teacher. All right? So that's the first way that I've never asked for money from our private lenders. Carol Joy and I have got 47 private lenders right now funding our real estate deals, and I've never asked them for money. So what we do is we separate the conversation between, first of all, teaching people in our warm market that we've got some kind of association with what private money is. Did you know that of all our 47 private lenders, not one of them had ever heard of private money? Until we told them about it. And not one of them had ever heard about self-directed IRAs. Now, right there's a ride or downer. Over 47 of our private lenders are using their retirement funds to fund our deals. So what's so important about that? If over half of our private lenders are using their retirement funds to fund our deals, therefore, and here's what I want you to write down if you haven't done it already, establish a relationship with a self-directed IRA company and a representative within that company. There's a number of self-directed IRAs here at this convention. I will tell you, the company that Carol Joy and my company uses is here at this event, and we get our deals funded in 3 days. How does that happen? Because we've got a relationship with the self-directed IRA company, and when we meet a new potential private lender that's interested in getting high rates of return safely and securely, and we find out that they've got retirement funds, well, one of the first things I'm going to do is introduce them to our self-directed IRA representative. So you want to have that relationship in place. So again, I just want us to make sure we know what we're talking about here in this world of private money, not institutional money, but doing business with individuals. So a couple of questions. First of all, have you ever imagined what it would be like, and I know a lot of you in this room can relate to this, what it would be like to live in the home of your dreams with no payment, no mortgage payment, you know, go to the luxury car dealership, drive out with no payment, travel the world, set your schedule. The reason I ask those questions is because it's because of private money that Carol Joy and I are enjoying this, right? Why do we get in real estate? Most of us for the wealth and the freedom, and also allowing you to serve. So one more big question with a great big oh yeah. If you want to learn how to make money really fast using private money, say oh yeah. All right, here we go. I'm going to show you in the next few minutes how to never miss out on a deal because you didn't have the money. Raise your hand high if you've ever missed out on a deal because you never had the money. You didn't have the money for the deal. I got a guarantee for you. I got a what? I got a guarantee for you that by the end of my talk, you're going to know exactly how to never miss out on a deal for not having the funding. Also, I'm going to show you the five steps. How many steps? The five steps on how to attract unlimited funding for your deals. Let me ask you a question. Which is easier, chasing or attracting? Attracting. We don't chase, we don't beg, we don't sell, we don't persuade. I have never pitched a deal in my life since using private money. They say, Jay, wait a minute now. How are you getting your deals funded and you never pitched a deal? Would you like to hear the script? Yes. Write it down. Here's the script. So let's assume that I've got a private lender. I've taught them the program. Well, what do I mean by the program? I've taught my new private lender the interest rate that I pay, how they're protected, how they can get their money back in case of an emergency. I've taught them the program, which takes every bit of 20 minutes to talk through it. So let's assume they've told me that they've got $150,000 that they want to invest to get high rates of return safely and securely. And let's also assume the money they've got to invest is in a retirement account. Let's also assume I have introduced them to my self-directed IRA representative. And they've moved those funds over from where they have retirement funds. They moved it over and they have funded their account at the self-directed IRA. They are now waiting for the good news phone call. So here's the script. This is called the good news phone call. So they're waiting for this phone call. I've taught them the program. They're excited. They're ready to go. And they're waiting for the good news phone call because I told them when they told me how much money they got to work with and they have funded their account, they're waiting for the phone call. So I call them up and here's the script. Let's say Brian is one of my private lenders. And Brian has told me he's got $150,000. He's moved it over to the self-directed IRA company. I call up Brian and say, Brian, I got great news for you. I can now put your money to work. And here's the four things I tell Brian about the deal. And quite frankly, after this first deal, all he wants to know is how much and when. Right? So I call up Brian. I got great news. I can now put your money to work. The first thing I tell Brian, I say, Brian, I got a house located in Newport. So I tell him the location. I didn't tell him the physical address. He could care less because he might be living in Texas and I'm in North Carolina. So I got a house in Newport. The second thing I tell Brian, I say the after-repaired value is $200,000. So I told him the after-repaired value. Why did I tell him that? Because I taught him in the program, which I will give you access to. I taught him in the program I'm going to borrow more than 75% of the after-repaired value. So, Brian, I got good news. I can now put your money to work. I've got a house located in Newport. The after-repaired value is $200,000. The third thing I tell Brian is the funding required for the deal.
So first thing, location. Number two, after repaired value. Number three, the funding. I say, and Brian, the funding required for the deal is $150,000. I already know Brian's got $150,000 because he told me, and I introduced him to myself directly to the IRA rep, and he's waiting for the phone call because he ain't using his making any money yet, right? So the third thing I tell him is $150,000 is required for the deal. And the fourth thing I tell him, I say, Brian, closing is next Friday, so you'll need to wire your funds next Thursday. I'll have my rep send the direction of investment over to you. End of conversation. I didn't ask Brian if he wants to do the deal. That's the most stupid question in the world I could ask him. Of course he wants to do the deal. I am ethically responsible to put his money to work. Because the only reason he moved the money over was because I taught him. You see, all 47 of our private lenders that are funding our deals never heard of private money before I told them. None of them had ever heard of self-directed IRAs until I put on my teacher hat and I told them about it. So I'm ethically bound and responsible to put Brian's money to work. And I'm also ethically bound to protect Brian with the ways I told him I was going to, with the deed of trust or the mortgage. So that is how, in a nutshell, how we're getting our deals funded without ever asking. What do? We teach. Everything in our business, just like you, everything in our business, we're leading with a servant's heart. If we're talking to somebody in foreclosure, one of the first things we ask them is, do you want to keep your home? And if we can give them an idea on how they can keep their home, we help them keep their home. There's nothing in it for us. Same thing with private lenders. You see, I hear it all the time with people that have never attracted and raised private money before. They'll say, Jay, I got a fear of asking people for money. I got two answers for that. Number one, you ain't asking for money. You're teaching. And number two, here's the question. How can you be rejected if you're not asking anybody for anything? There is no rejection. Because you've got your teacher hat on. Raise your hand high if this is making sense so far. Is this making sense? Right? It's all about teaching them. I'm also going to show you my complete system designed with your success in mind, which means I'm not going to share anything here with you in this session that I don't do personally in our business and has not proven to work. I'm also going to show you how to attract funding from three different sources. Let's write it down. Where do you get private money? I'm going to give you three categories right now. Here's where you get private money from. First category is your warm market. People you've got some kind of association with. They're in your cell phone, email list, social media, etc. So your warm market. Number two category of to where you're going to get private money from is from what I call your expanded warm market. Well, what in the world is your expanded warm market? Raise your hand high if you agree with me that there is a direct correlation between your network and your net worth. Yes, the better your network, the better. So I teach our members all the time how to expand your network in your local area very, very quickly. So your expanded warm market. And the third category of where you have private lenders is what we call existing private lenders, also known the cold market. So where in the world do you find existing private lenders? Well, don't do it the way I started out. The way I started out back in 2009 when I was starting to use private money is I hired my real estate attorney's paralegal to search the local public records, looking for individual names that had loaned money out secured by deed of trust. Well, I'm in a small area. In 90 days, we only found two people. I said, there's got to be a better and faster way. So what we started developing is the private lender data feed. So the private lender data feed, which we have, goes out to all public records every month in the entire nation. The private lender data feed. And we get every publicly recorded private lender loan into the data feed. And you can go into the data feed and you can search by zip code anywhere in the nation and you can see all the contact information for the private lenders in the data feed, their contact information and the interest rate that they're getting, and the loan amount that they're loaning out on. So those are the three categories. More about the private lender data feed to come, but those are the three categories on where you get private money. How to locate 12,000 new private lenders every month. I'm referring to the data feed. That's about the average number of records we get per month in the data feed for the existing private lenders. And I'm also going to show you how I raised $2,150,000 in less than 90 days when the banks cut me off. So, three more things. I'm going to show you how to buy properties with none of your money. How much of your money? None of your money. So, you know, the traditional way of borrowing money and doing business is you're going to take a down payment to the closing, and then you might have draws. Well, in this world, we never take any money to the closing table, and we always bring home a big check when we close. Raise your hand high if you want to get paid to buy houses or properties of any kind, right? So stop and think about it on your cash flow. And so we always bring home a big check. On my real estate attorney's check stub, there's a phrase called excess cash to close. And I love me some excess cash. So I'm bringing home $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Now, I'm not going to be bringing home that money at the closing unless there's a significant rehab to do, right? And of course, you're not going to be doing business this way unless you are knowing what you're doing and you're watching out for your private lenders. So, how to buy properties with none of your money. In addition to that, how to get multiple checks. How do you get multiple checks on every transaction? You know, the traditional way to get money is you don't get money until the end of the deal or you cash out. Well, in this world, let me give you right now three places you can pick up checks. You ready to write them down? Here we go. Your first check doing this world of private money comes when you buy. So get a big check when you buy. Your second big check depends on how you're selling. So your second big check could be if you're selling it on terms on lease purchase or rent to own. So you could get a large non-refundable lease option deposit, $10,000 or more. That depends on your exit strategy. And then, of course, your third big check would come when you sell and you cash out. So that's what one of the things I love about private money is the multiple checks that are coming in. And then number three, we've got how to get all your rehab money up front, and that's if you are rehabbing. So let's be very, very perfectly clear on this point. Private money is not just for the ugly house business. Private money is just not for rehab. And I want you to write this down. Private money is for when the seller requires all the cash, period. Private money is for the seller who requires all the cash, regardless of who the seller is. So, sometimes folks will say, well, Jay, I don't need private money because I just want to do the pretty house business. I just want to do the terms business. Well, that's okay if they want to miss out on 87% of the deals. In the real world, and we have reviewed thousands of property lead sheets over all these years, only 13% of for sale by owners will sell to us on terms creatively. What do the other 87% require? All the cash, right? So, of course, I'm going to lead with terms, if I can, with a FSBO. But then we've got the cash to close in case they won't sell to us creatively. Now, private money is just not for single-family houses. Raise your hand if you're also interested in doing, say, some commercial deals, such as duplexes, quads, small apartments. So, right. Guess what? It's all the same money. We're just going to structure the deal differently. So let's be perfectly clear on exactly who a private lender is. So a private lender is an individual, just like you and me, who's loaning money from their investment capital and or their retirement funds. It's a one-on-one transaction with no middle person involved. So we're not talking banks or institutions. We're not talking a business partner. So I want you to write this down. The private lender does not own the property. The private lender does not have an interest in the property. Joint venturing, the traditional business model, is that private lender puts up the money and there might be some sharing in the profits. In this world, write this down, the private lender is the bank, meaning they're going to get a set rate of return and I pay 8% straight across the board. 8%, no points, no extension fees, 8%. And even with being able to get a 4.5% interest rate at the local bank now, or 5% in a CD, our 47 private lenders still love 8% because it's still beating the local CDs, right? So they're getting a set reliable rate of return. They know exactly what it is. And I'm not talking about hard money again. Again, hard money is fantastic. If you don't have private money, establish as many relationships as you can. So why private money now? Well, if you've never done a deal before, which most of you in this room have, it's the fastest and best way that I know to get your first deal. And here's what's really different about this world of private money. You see, in this world of private money, it's very different from going to the local bank or institutional money. You see, in this world of private money, we make the rules. We set the interest rate, right? And I'm not talking about doing business with an existing private lenders. All these private lenders, and of course, there's a lot of private lenders, individuals here at this conference, but I'm not talking about you setting the rules necessarily when you're borrowing money from existing private lenders. They already know what private money is. So when you are borrowing money from an existing private lender, that is a negotiation, right? But when you're borrowing money from your warm market, and you have taught those people what private money is and what self-directed IRAs are, here's the big difference. You see, traditionally, you go to the bank, you get on your hands and knees, you put your hands underneath your chin, and you say, please fund my deal. Please fund my deal, right? Right? Not in this world. You see, here's the big difference. Write this down. I'm not asking for a mortgage, I'm offering a mortgage. Big difference. I'm not asking for a mortgage, I'm offering a mortgage. So we set the program. And by the way, I'll show you here in a moment how you can just duplicate my program. It seems to have been working pretty good since 2009. So you make the rules, you set the interest rate, the length of the note, etc. Now, as far as the frequency of payments, I actually leave that up to my lenders. Some older lenders, they need the monthly income, so we pay them monthly payments. Some of them could care less, and we'll pay them quarterly, or we'll pay them semi-annually. So you can also structure deals if you're doing a flip in and out to where you don't make any monthly payments, and the interest just accrues. And if you're going to cash out in 6 months or 9 months on that, then the interest just accrues. They're not making any less money. It's just a lesser number of checks that they're cutting. So it puts you in control. And here's a big one. Oh, my lands. Number 6, close deals quickly. You might want to write this down. The older, the colder. What do I mean by the older, the colder? The more time that goes by from you talking to a seller to closing that deal, the more likely you will not do the deal. The more time kills deals. Yes, say yes. Time kills deals. Look, in all of our offers in this world of private money, we make all of our offers that we will close in 7 days. 7 days. So we will get more offers accepted than our competition will, even at a lower price, because we're able to close in 7 days. So closing quickly gets you more offers accepted. And in this world of private money, there's no hurry to pay it off, as opposed to some other lending, right? I mean, in the past, we have bought a lot of houses funded with private money and then sold on rent to own. And we could structure it. And my lands, when you're paying 8% to a private lender right now, and you've got the, for goodness sakes, what rents have done, what rental income and rates have gone to in the past year, it's easy to get that big positive cash flow spread. So in this world, no hurry to pay off the private lending. And by the way, going and getting it refinanced at the bank today, you can forget that, right? So you want to be using the private money and hanging on to it. Fixes your cash flow problems. Here's another big one. No credit checks. Your credit has got absolutely nothing to do with how much private money you can get. Write this down. Private money is a collateral loan. That's why the private lenders are loaning it out. You see, we're not borrowing unsecured money. The real estate that we're buying is backing the note that you're getting from the private lender. And then also here on number 9, no personal guarantees. When I was borrowing money from the local bank, not only did the real estate that I was buying back the note, but I also had to personally guarantee the note. In this world of private money, the real estate is backing it. Unlimited money supply, for goodness sakes. When I was borrowing money from the local bank, unlimited money supply, all I had was $1 million line of credit. That was it. $1 million. That don't last long in today's market, does it? So in this world of private money, prior to COVID, there was $18 trillion in cash sitting on the sidelines. Now, this side of COVID, as of 3 months ago, the self-directed IRA company that I refer my lenders to told me $31 trillion in cash sitting on the sidelines, plenty of private money for all of us. So you can do all the deals that you want. So my favorite reason for using private money is you get multiple checks on every deal that you do, and you get a big check when you buy and at least another big check when you sell. Now, when should you use private money? Well, you don't need it for wholesale deals, right? But when are you going to use private money? When all the cash is required by the seller. And that doesn't matter if it's a FSBO or if it's a bank-owned property or any kind of property. When the seller requires all the cash, we're going to use private money. So bank-owned properties, short sales, auctions, and here again, after reviewing thousands of property lead sheets over all these years, we've discovered that only 13% of those FSBOs, for sale by owners, will sell to us creatively. And with the private money, you're not going to miss out on any deals because you've got the private money to cash it when they won't sell creatively. Now, Samantha here, quote, here's why it's gotten so much harder to get a loan in the U.S. These statistics just came out. Well, many brokers no longer offer home equity lines of credit. Some people like to use HELOCs for funding their deals. I don't recommend that, but it's hard to get one of those right now. Secondly, look at this quote. Highest rejection rates on applications since June of 2018, increasing 13% for mortgages and 22% overall rejections. That's just since June 2018. I mean, things have tightened up out there, but you know what? All of our private lenders that we've been working with, not one of them have I increased the interest rate to. Even though the institutional lenders have increased quite a bit, we're still paying all of our private lenders 8%, and they're still referring even more private lenders to us. Number 3, the Fed has raised interest rate. This is a historic record right here. The Fed has raised interest rates 11 times from March of 2022 to September 2023. Do you see why now is the time to be using private money? Because you are making the rules. So, why would a private lender be interested in doing business with us? We just listed quite a few reasons why we want to do business with them. Well, first of all, they can get their investment back early if they need to, but most importantly, they're investing with us safely and securely. How is that? They're investing with us securely because we're not borrowing unsecured funds. We're giving them the deed of trust or the mortgage, right? And then secondly, it is safe because we've got a conservative loan to value, not exceeding 75% of the after repaired value. Also, they can earn a lot of money. Still yet today in today's market, more money than the CD down the street. And then thirdly, this is what they really love the older they get. In this program, their loan to us, their principal loan amount, their investment is not volatile. Now, what am I contrasting this private money program to? I'm contrasting it to the stock market. My lens is the stock market volatile. Yeah, it's always going to be volatile. I mean, someone invests in the mutual fund or a stock right now, it can be worth less tomorrow than it is today. But I want you to write this down. In this world of private money, the principal loan amount remains the same until cash out. The principal loan amount remains the same until cash out. And so what does that mean? That means that we are paying or accruing interest only. Now that's a win for your lender, and that's a win for you. It's a win for your lender if you're paying or accruing interest only, because if you're paying principal and interest, you're paying part of their principal down and they're not earning as much money. And it's a win for you because interest-only payments, if you're making payments, helps your cash flow. So these three are the big reasons they absolutely love it. Well, the opportunities now, particularly with what's going on in the marketplace right now for money and the cost of money. So traditional lenders are not lending, right? In fact, I was just visiting with Jerry that introduced me. He hasn't gone to the local bank since 2006. We haven't gone to the local bank since 2009. Number two, as I said, there's over $31 trillion available to borrow in cash. And the question is, without private money, how are you going to fund your deals on all those deals that require all the cash, right? And then fourthly, my question is, when would now be a good time to get private money? Now. One more time. Now, exactly. Now, one more question is, by a big show of hands here, or a small show of hands, raise your hand high if you think I've got something to offer you at the end of my talk. That hurts, but I'm not going to let you down. All right, so next of all, who in the world is Jay Connor, and why in the world should you listen to me, and how are we qualified to share with you about private money? Well, my wife, Carol Joy, and I and our team, we've been full-time since 2003 in Eastern North Carolina. We've now rehabbed over 500 houses of single-family houses, but we've also done commercial deals as well. We've done shopping centers. We've done condominium developments, but the main focus is single-family houses. We've been blessed to earn seven figures a year ever since 2009, working less than 10 hours a week. Commercial real estate developing, my passion is right there, and that's working with our members that come in and work with us. Passionate about making a difference in other real estate investors' lives. And we've been blessed to be a multi-selling author. So, here's the question. How in the world did we get started in private money? I can tell you how we didn't get started in private money. I just didn't wake up one morning and say, hey, I think I'll go raise me some private money. No. Hey, raise your hand if you believe me that the growth and the biggest growth that takes place in your personal life and your business is when a problem comes along and you go through it. Your growth takes place in the valley, right? I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting in my office. I had two houses under contract, and the profits were looking to be over $100,000 on these two houses. This was January 2009. Well, I called up my banker. My banker's name was Steve. Steve and I had the conversation that I'm getting ready to share with you for 6 years. We had many conversations about he and Truist, it was BB&T at the time, funding our deal. So I called up Steve. I said, Steve, I got two houses under contract. And I told him where they were located. And I said, I told him when I want to, close. And Steve went quiet on the other end of the phone, which is never a good sign when your banker goes quiet. He cleared his throat and he says, I'm sorry, Jay, to tell you, but the bank has closed your line of credit. Have you ever heard somebody say something and you thought in your head, did I just hear what I think I heard? I said, Steve, what do you mean the bank has shut down my line of credit? He says, Jay, don't you know there's a global financial crisis going on? I said, no, but now I got a crisis going on. I didn't have any way to fund my deals. And so he says, well, Jay, that's just the way it is. So I hung up the phone, and I sat there at my desk for a moment, and I asked myself this question. And by the way, those people that go around saying, oh, every problem you got is an opportunity. I want to throw up. I didn't have an opportunity. I had a problem with funding my deals. So I sat there for a second. I thought, and here's the question I asked myself. And you might want to write this question down the next time you have a problem. And the question I asked myself was, who can help me with my problem? Who can help me? Y'all might have read the book, Not How But Who, right? Who, Not How. Great book by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And so I asked myself that question. Now, this was all the way back in 2009. And immediately, it came to my mind, the answer to who can help me with my problem was Jeff Blankenship. Jeff Blankenship was a great friend and still is today of mine and Carol Joy's, knew him through church and singing events. And he was investing in houses in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I called him up and I told him what had happened. He said, well, Jay, welcome to the club. I said, what club? He said, the club of getting cut off at the local bank. They cut me off last week. I said, well, how are you going to fund your deals? He said, well, have you ever heard of private money? I said, no. He said, you ever heard of self-directed IRAs? I said, no. He says, well, there's this gentleman down in Jacksonville, Florida, by the name of Ron LeGrand. I said, who is Ron LeGrand? He said, well, I just know his. I said, why do we want to go learn from Ron LeGrand? I'd never been to a seminar before in my life. He says, we can get a lot of private money. He says, I said, what's private money? Jeff says, I don't know what it is, but Ron says we can get a lot of it. I said, okay, let's go. So that was my very first real estate investing seminar. It was February of 2009. And I went to Ron LeGrand's event down there to learn about private money. And I learned all this other cool stuff too that I'd never heard of, like subject to the existing note and all that creative financing stuff that all of you all in here are familiar with. So I learned about that and I learned about private money. Ron taught me this business. And so as I think about that conversation that I had with Steve on the phone, my banker, one thing I'm reminded of is I was going about this business the wrong way. You all tell me, what's the most dangerous number in any business? You got it. The number one. I had one lender with those two houses under contract. And when that funding was gone, then I was out of business, right? So I don't have one lender today. I got 47. You don't need 47 lenders. You just need one or two to get you started. And so as I learned from Steve, there was this financial crisis that was going on globally, right? No way to fund my deals. But again, Ron LeGrand gave me the golden key. And you know what? Since that seminar in February 2009, I've never missed out on a deal for not having the funding. So what did I do? I came back home from the seminar, and I put our private lending program together as to what we were going to pay people. And so what did I do? I put on my teacher hat, and by the way, I didn't go around town chasing people. I put on my hat, but I put together a system to where I could get the money chasing us and put it on automatic. So I'm going to show you the five steps here in just a moment as to what you can do as well and how it works. So because of the private money success system, here's a couple of examples. Here's a house in Morehead City, all funded with private money. This particular house, we profited $80,000 on this house, all funded with private money. And remember, we always get a big check when we buy, right? And so on this house, I got an $18,000 check when we bought the house, and then we got another $79,000 check when we cashed out on this house. Here's another house in Beaufort, right next to Morehead City, all funded with private money. On this particular house, we profited $77,500, and we brought home a check when we bought this house, without taking any money to the closing table, of $65,000. It was a gut job. And so, talk about fixing your cash flow problems. Now, here's what's going to happen for you that happened to me. Once you start having private lenders funding your deals, and you have put on your teacher hat, taught them the program, I'll show you how you can teach the program here in just a second. What happens is you have other private lenders that start referring other private lenders to you. I haven't gone out and taught anybody the new private lending or the private lending program in probably 5 years because my private lenders keep referring more to us. So just last year, we had $1,300,000 in new private funding come to us, and we're not even out there asking for it, and the same thing's going to happen for you. Now, where can you get private money now? There's two primary markets that I want to talk with you about now. There's five steps in each of these markets to get your private money. There's the warm market, people you already know and have a relationship with of some sort, and then there's existing private lenders. So we're going to break down right now the five steps to attracting, not chasing, but attracting. Repeat after me, attracting. Attracting private money without chasing it. So, first of all, here's the five steps in the warm market. Step number one is make your list. Now, in my private money success system, which, by the way, I just recorded a month ago, and we've just launched it 2 weeks ago, the private money success system will be delivered to you on Kajabi in digital videos. It's less than 6 hours long. So you're going to get all the details on that, but I want to give you the overview of these steps. So first of all, make your list. Here's who you should start putting on your list in your warm market. Who do you know that is retired? Who do you know that is retired? And the reason that wants to be at the top of your list, those people, is because there's a pretty good chance they've got retirement funds, right? So retired people. So I can tell you, you know a lot more people than you think you know, and there's millions of dollars just in your cell phone contacts, all right? And then thirdly, the private money success system is going to reveal three other new markets. And I say, the more money you waller in, the more money sticks to you. So go to where the money is, and the system shows you that. So that's step number one is making your list. Now, step number two, after you've got your list, the private money success system will help you identify your top 50 private lenders in your own warm market. Now, once you've got them identified, there's two different kinds of conversations to have with these potential private lenders on your list. There is the direct method, and my best guess is you can guess what the second method is. You got the direct method, and what's the other method? The indirect method, right? So let's start with the direct method. So the direct method uses what we call the magic question. The what kind of question? The magic question. So I want you to write down the magic question. This is the direct method in having conversations. Here's the magic question. Quote, do you have investment capital or retirement funds not giving you a high rate of return safely and securely? Question mark. All right, I'm going to say that again. Direct method, magic question. Do you have investment capital or retirement funds not giving you a high rate of return safely and securely? Now, obviously, you're not going to start out a conversation like that, of course. You're going to have a casual conversation that leads up to that direct question, right? Now, this conversation can be taking place in any kind of place. So, also write this down. Here's my favorite conversation starters. Conversation starters that leads up to the direct question. And the conversation starter is a did you know question. I love did you know questions. So here's my favorite did you know question, starting a casual conversation. And here it is, quote, did you know there's a way people can earn unlimited money per year tax-free. I'll repeat that. Did you know there's a way people can earn unlimited money per year tax-free? Of course, they're not going to know the answer to that question. So when they say no, my next question is, have you ever heard of self-directed IRAs? And of course, they're going to say no to that, because 99% of the people walking around have never heard of it. So when they say no twice, now you've got the perfect opportunity to start a conversation about talking about Roth IRAs and how when someone has a Roth IRA, all that's on after-tax dollars, right? So, did you know questions? Now, I have a lot of people over the years will say, well, Jay, I'm not comfortable with the direct question. Because, well, let me just ask you a question. Do you know somebody that's loaded with money and you might be a little intimidated asking that direct question because you might be afraid? They're thinking to themselves, well, that's none of your business. Can anybody relate to that? Right? Well, guess what? For those people, we use what's called the indirect method. So write this down. The indirect method uses a phrase called, I need your help. I need your help. And you know, God created all of us wanting to help. It's in our nature. We want to help each other, right? So let me tell you a little story as to how one of our very first private lenders, I used the I need your help method or indirect method. I remember it like it was yesterday again. I'd gone to Ron LeGrand's seminar. I'd put my private lending program together, how much I'm going to pay my private lenders, how they can get their money back early, how they're protected, etc. And so I walked into Bible study at church in Morehead City shortly after I got back from Ron LeGrand's event. I walked in there at Bible study at 7:30 on a Wednesday night, and I walked into the foyer. And let's say his name was Frank. I walked up to Frank, I shook his hand, and I said, Frank, I got something I want to talk with you about confidentially after Bible study. Can we visit after Bible study? He said, well, Brother Jay, of course we can. So we sit down, we have the opening announcements, we have a couple of songs, we have a prayer, and then everybody goes to Bible study. Then we come back into the auditorium, and we have the invitation, we got the closing song, we got the closing prayer. And after the amen, Carol Joy and I are sitting over here on this side of the auditorium, and Frank is way over yonder on the other side of the auditorium. Now, he was about 75 years old at the time. And let me just tell you, older men don't look really good when they are running or trotting. But Frank starts trotting to the back side of the auditorium and is coming over here to me. And he comes up to me. He says, now, Brother Jay, what you got in mind? I thought to myself, I'm not sure how much Frank was paying attention during Bible study, because all he's been thinking about is what I wanted to talk with him about confidentially, right, afterwards. And so I said, well, Frank, let's come down here to the nursery and we'll visit. So I go down to the nursery, we shut the door, and here's exactly what I said to Frank. And this is the indirect method. I said, Frank, you know everybody in this town. And he did. He was the original Zenith television dealer in Morehead City, North Carolina. Now, if you don't know who the Zenith television dealer was, that just means you're too young and you don't remember life before Walmart came to town. Because before Walmart came to town, you went to the Zenith dealer to buy your TV and to get your TV repaired. Well, let me tell you something. Frank had put a television in almost everybody's house there in our area. And so I said, Frank, you know everybody in this town. You're involved in the Rotary Club. And I said, Frank, and here it comes. I said, Frank, I need your help. I said, you see, I've now opened up our real estate investing business to people I know and trust. And by referral only, I'm paying people insane high rates of return. So, Frank, when you run across somebody that is complaining about their rates in the local CD or in the stock market, would you refer them to me and I'll teach them what we've got going on? Frank paused for a second. He says, well, now, Brother Jay, what you got in mind? What kind of rates are you paying? I said, well, Frank, that really depends on the deal. I said, I don't know what sounds high to you. Frank says, well, we're only getting about 3% down at the local bank, and we're losing money in the stock market. I said, what sounds high to you, Frank? He says, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6%. I said, Frank, I can't pay you 5 or 6%. I can pay you 8%. He said, put me down for $250,000. And so that next day, I went to Frank's home and his wife. And I visited and I taught the specifics of the private lending program. Here's another writer downer. Private lenders always have more than they tell you. They always have more than they tell you. So by the time I visited with Frank and his wife the next day, they became our $500,000 lender by me asking Frank to help me spread the word and refer people to me. Well, guess what? Not only did Frank and his wife become one of our first private lenders after I'd been cut off from the bank, but they referred so many other individuals to us based on their experience. And, you know, here's what's really cool. My dad told me decades ago, if it's not a win-win situation or proposition or business transaction, don't do the deal. And we got a thank you letter. We've gotten so many thank yous over the years from our private lenders about how we've changed their retirement years. You see, it's not about asking, chasing, and begging. It's not about worrying about rejection. It's about making an impact and making a difference in your private lenders' their personal lives, and everybody wins in the transaction. So that's the direct method and the indirect method. Now, step number three is how we do this on automatic. So step number three, how do we get the word out? Well, step number three employs what we call the 16-minute audio that I titled Stress-Free Investing. Now, here's the purpose of this audio. And by the way, I have customized this audio for over 1,000 real estate investors across the nation. And here's the purpose of this audio. The purpose of the audio is to introduce private lending and what it is to people in your warm market. The purpose of the audio is not to teach your private lending program. The purpose of the audio is to introduce the idea. So this is one of the tools that we use. So in order to automate the process of getting private money, we let the tools do the work. What does the work? The tools do the work. And this is one of our primary tools. So the purpose of this audio is to get the greed glands of your potential private lender, the greed glands in their neck swelling up, so they can't wait to hear the details of your private lending program, which is going to be step number four. And so I'll tell you exactly what happened one of the first times I handed out this audio. So I got my audio put together. I'd recorded it, and I'll show you in a few minutes how I'll record it for you as well. And so I got my audio together. Well, it was a Monday night at 7:30 in Morehead City. And on Penny Lane in Morehead City, there's the Medical Park Pharmacy. And at the Medical Park Pharmacy at 7:30 on Monday night, they were having like a little clinic. And I had gotten a mailer on it as to whether, if you want to lose some weight, come to the clinic and we'll show you how. Well, I get there, and you know what they're doing? They have got these female hormone drops that they were selling. And if you put these female hormone drops underneath your tongue and let them dissolve in the morning, you can eat all the Cheetos you want for 30 days and lose 30 pounds. I said, sign me up. I want me some female hormone drops. So anyway, I'm there, and I met this guy that I'd never seen before in my life. His name was Al. I'd never seen Al before in my life, but let me tell you something. He needed more female hormone drops than I did, let me tell you. So Al and I are visiting a little bit, and so he gets his, I get mine, and I said, Al, I said, I've got a 16-minute recording in the car that I want to give you. It'll show you how to make higher rates of return on your money than you can get anywhere else. So I went to the car. I got one of my CDs. I brought it back to him. I handed it to him, and I said, Al, you listen to this audio now, and if it resonates with you, you call my cell phone number there on the front of that CD. And I said, by the way, it's got nothing to do with multi-level marketing, because it sort of sounded like that, you know. Well, off Al went. I didn't get his phone number or nothing. That was Monday night. On Thursday, Al calls me up listening to this audio. He says, Jay, I've listened to your recording 3 times. When can we get together? And he says, I'm traveling. I said, well, whenever you want to. He said, well, I'll be back in town. Can we get together this coming Monday? He said, sure. Or I said, sure. So here he comes to my office. We go and sit down in my conference room. And I said, Al, by the way, I didn't ask you last Monday night when I met you, what do you do for a living? He said, multi-level marketing. I said, really? And I found out very quickly that Al had a problem. Al had over $1 million in cash sitting in his checking account, and he didn't know what to do with it. And of course, it was my moral and ethical responsibility to relieve him of his problem, right? So here Al is, and now we sit down here, and here is step number 4. Step number 4 is where we're putting on our teacher cap, our private money teacher cap, and Al and I sat down in my conference table, and we pulled up the PowerPoint, the private, what we call the private lender presentation. If you can read, you can do it. And what it does is it teaches what the private lending program is. It teaches what a private lender is. It teaches the rate of return that I pay, how they can get their money back in case of an emergency, and etc. So we went over the private lender presentation. Of course, Al and I were one-on-one doing that. Now, this same presentation you can use, you can download it to your laptop directly from the Private Money Success System. You download this presentation. It can be one-on-one, or you can use it at private lender luncheons. I have raised and attracted $969,000 at one private lender event where I just invited people in our network. So you use the private lender presentation and you teach the program. When I get to the end of teaching it, and when you get to the end of sharing it, there's no asking, begging, chasing, or persuading. You just got to the end of the teaching. And if they're at all interested, which they will be, they're not sitting down with you. I mean, they've listened to the audio, or they wouldn't be coming to you on this, right? So we went over the presentation. At the end of that presentation, Al became our next $650,000 lender. And soon after that became our $1 million lender. So there's two morals to the story. There's two lessons from this story. Number one, always have the audio ready to share. Now, we still do CDs, but we also convert the audio to an MP3 to where you can email it out. We also convert it to a QR code to where you can just have someone take a picture of it and listen to the audio. Let the tools do the work. It'll bring you to the one-on-one. So, number one, always have the audio ready to share. Number two moral of the story, as you can tell, female hormone drops do not work. Don't waste your money on them. But always have the 16-minute audio ready to go. And step number 5 in the warm market is get a verbal pledge. A what kind of pledge? A verbal pledge. There's nothing for them to sign. They've just told you how much they've got to work with. And let me tell you something. You want to go put a deal together just as soon as you can. All right? So those are the 5 steps in the warm market. So now let's go to existing private lenders. There's 5 steps to locating existing private lenders. Now, you got a bunch of existing private lenders right here at the OREA conference. Network here. And you got a bunch of existing private lenders. And in addition to that, as I mentioned, we put together the private lender data feed, which we update every month, averaging now over 12,000 transactions a month nationwide. You can search by zip code and find the private lenders in your own local area. You can search 25 miles or 500 miles out from any zip code. You get their contact information, you get the amount of money that they are loaning out, and the interest rate that they are getting. And you can meet them in person or meet them on Zoom. And again, you establish the relationship. They let you know how much they've got to work with. And you want to find a deal for them just as soon as possible. Now, here are the private lender documents that you'll use on every one of your private lender closings. And here they are. First of all, the proof of the value. Either the appraisal, and if there's a rehab involved, you're going to have an after-repaired value appraisal, or you're at least going to have your realtor's comparative market analysis. And again, if you are rehabbing the property, you need to get a comparative market analysis of rehab properties in that area. Then you're going to have the promissory note, of course, that spells out the terms, the loan amount, who's the lender, who's the borrower, and then the mortgage or the deed of trust, depending on the state that you're in. That's simply the document that collateralizes the note. And then, in addition to that, you have got the insurance policy. Write this down. You're going to name your private lender as the mortgagee. As the what? The mortgagee on that insurance policy. That's another layer of protection for your lender. And then we're going to name your private lender on the title policy as an additional insured in case there's any title issues down the road. So here's my big question for you. And that is, if you could use $500,000 in private money for you to use within the next 30 days, I want you to say big and loud right now, I want it! All right, well, here's how you get it. This is the private money success system that I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, and here's the way that it works. There's three components to the private money success system. First of all, there's the online training. As I said, I just recorded this updated version of the Private Money Success System. It will be delivered to you. First, you'll get an email from me on Monday, and you will get it in Kajabi. Here's what's really cool. You can download the Kajabi app on your smartphone, and you can listen, if you're just going down the road, you can listen to the training and Bluetooth it through your car if you want to. So you got online training. In addition to that, that's the first component. Second component is I'm going to give you two tickets to our Private Money Academy Conference live event. And then third component of this is I'm going to give you unlimited support. And you're going to see here in just a moment how you'll have support directly from me. So let me break down each one of these components. So the online training of the Private Money Success System. First of all, you're going to get instant course access via email and the training. It's video modules, and I've got them on average about 12 minutes per module. We've got all the supporting documentation that go along with the modules. Download the Kajabi app for on-the-go learning, and you really have got a private money mentor in your pocket. So that's the Kajabi training, and inside the training or the digital course, you're going to receive all the tools that we use to raise private money. You're going to get our private money scripts, our private money brochures, our private money letters, and that 16-minute audio transcript. I'm going to show you how I'll record it for you, or you can record it yourself. You're going to get access to existing private lenders and our private money PowerPoint presentations that you can use. So the online training in less than 6 hours. And the reason I say that is that this is not another 40-hour course for you to go through. In less than 6 hours, you're going to discover how to get all the private money you would want, regardless of your credit, regardless of your income, and regardless of your experience. Sometimes new real estate investors will say, Jay, who's going to loan me money and I've never done a deal? Of course, I know all of y'all have done deals. I want you to write this down. If I don't pay the private lender, the property does. If I don't pay the property, or the private lender, the property does. So in other words, they are secured. Online training, getting private money using the Private Money Success System is key for three things. First of all, building your confidence on making more offers, making even more offers, and then thirdly, making the biggest and the largest profits. And it's only attainable with the private money success system. So here's a couple of success stories from our members. Here's Shannon, got $1,300,000 in less than a year. In addition to that, here's Mac from Raleigh, North Carolina. He got $1,000,000 in private money within 3 days of getting the system. And then in addition to that, here's a couple of other success stories I'd like for you to watch and listen to.
Experience with working with Jay has been really incredible for us. We've known Jay for a little while before we got involved with real estate. He's just so authentic and genuine that we were drawn to him from the very first time we met him.
Jay meets no stranger. Every time I have seen him, he has been very consistent. He knows me the second time, and he's all about serving and helping other people.
There are a lot of educators out there, and they're not very genuine, or they're there to build a following and have people join their mentorship. Jay wants to give this away and pay it forward.
He's authentic, he's true to himself, and he truly loves and cares about the people that sign up.
After 30 years in the real estate business, I feel like I've got a new lease on this business. I can invest anywhere, anytime with other people's money thanks to Jay.
Because he is the authority, he's the master in private money. I really identify with him spiritually and relationship-wise. I think he's a great man. I think very highly of him. And he's become a personal friend.
I feel Jay did such a great job with this program, making it and making it so crystal clear. And you know that he means what he says and he says what he means, and you can trust that he's going to follow through with what he says.
He's been a great mentor, a great teacher.
The type of guy that's laid back and just want to talk and have a relationship with you and help you.
Jay also teaches you how to not just be concerned about the money, but actually care about the person behind it.
He really, really, from the bottom of his heart, says, hey, if you're not doing this to help people, if you're doing it for the money, success is probably going to be just outside your reach.
It's not about being just a good businessman, but it's about being a good person.
Jay's the best, and you won't find anybody better.
If you need private money, you need to come listen to Jay.
Jay, thank you so much. You've affected my business in a really big way.
My husband was able to quit his job, and now we have that quality family time that we've always dreamed of.
Since starting with Jay, we've raised a total of $780,000.
And because of Jay, I just raised $900,000 in one phone call.
Since I've been with Jay, we've raised over $1,000,000. It's definitely changed my life.
I've never learned so much. It was just worth it.
Final thoughts is, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it.
So that's some feedback from our success stories. And then, as I mentioned, you got two tickets to the Private Money Academy Live Event Conference. And at this event, you got two tickets to come to it. Meet our private lenders at the Private Money Academy Conference. Network with our private lenders. Learn how it is that they came in to be a private lender. And in addition to private money, I'm also going to teach you personally at the event all four pillars of our business. How we find deals before other real estate investors even know they exist. How we get them funded. How we sell any house in 3 days or less. And how we automate the business as well. You're also going to meet mine and Carol Joy's dream team. Our real estate attorney, Julie Wickheiser. You're going to meet our acquisitionist. You're going to meet our contractors, our project leaders. How we do this business all on automatic. And we got a virtual tour of our rehabs that we do as well. Here's some live event success. Garley got $900,000 in one phone call. In addition to that, another member of success, Daniela, says the culture at the live event is different and amazing. And Erica says now we have quality family time because of the live event. Jonathan got $750,000 from going to the live event. And in addition to that, here are the dates if you would like to write them down. The 2024 live event dates, Private Money Academy dates, are February 14, 15, and 16. The next one is June 12 through the 14th. And then the next one is October 23 through the 25th, 2024. Those are the three event dates up into 2024, and they're all right there in Eastern North Carolina, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina, beautiful resort right on the coast. And then the third part of our private money success system is unlimited support. I'm going to have a live Zoom training for everyone here that is enrolling and becoming one of our new members next Wednesday afternoon at 12 noon. And on there, you're going to receive, as part of the unlimited support, unlimited email support, unlimited office assistance, direct access to our proof of funds generator. Oh, my lands. If you are interested in making some bank-owned property offers, you're going to need proof of funds letters. And I got them for you. My members have been using them for 6 years, and a bank has never turned down these proof of funds letters. So here's a recap. You've got the digital course coming to you on Kajabi. You got the live event tickets. You got support and proof of funds. The total value there is $6,488. And so your investment, $2,500. Well, for this package, $2,500, just raise your hand if you want that price to be a lot lower. Who wants that to be a lot lower? Okay, well, the other 25 of you that didn't raise your hand, you can go on break. So we'll make it lower right now. That's a bad joke. All right, so not $2,500. In fact, not even $1,997. Their total investment is $1,497 for this entire package. I've got $4,000 worth of bonuses because you are here at this convention. All right, so here's the $4,000 worth of bonuses that I'm adding to the package. First of all, I will record your 16-minute audio and personalize it for you so you can use that tool to attract private money into your world. The second bonus, I'm going to give you my personal cell phone number. Not some other cell phone number, but my direct cell phone number. You need any help raising private money, I'm there, right there at your disposal. Third bonus, Carol Joy and I are going to give you a full week's vacation getaway right there in Atlantic Beach, North Carolina, in our hometown at one of our condominiums right there on the beach at Atlantic Beach. And then the fourth bonus, because you're here, I'm going to give you a tablet that will be mailed to you this coming Monday in the mail that will give you access to the private lender data feed so you've got unlimited access to all the private lenders in your local area and anywhere in the nation. There's a recap of everything that's included in this package valued at $9,382, all for $1,497. And why do private money the way we do it? Well, if you have 1 year of hard money loan with origination points and such, you could spend as much as $20,000, maybe so, maybe not. But I can tell you, using the Private Money Success System, $1,497 is going to give you funding for life. Now, I got a full year guarantee, not a 30-day guarantee, but a full year guarantee. If you haven't raised at least $100,000, and that's measly, within a year and you've been to one of our live events, I'll write you a check back for your $1,497. If that's not good enough, and I'm serious with this question, if you just want everything I offered for free, raise your hand right now. Who just wants it for free? All right, here you go. I'm going to give you a full 90 days. How many days? 90 days, get the system, get it all, get your private money, get your next or your first private money deal, send me your testimonial to our office. I'm going to write you a check back in exchange for your testimonial of $1,497, and that's in writing for you back there when you enroll. So think of the $1,497 as a deposit. Send me your testimonial. I'll write you the check back. So that's how you get everything for free. I want to welcome you to mine and Carol Joy's world of private money. And if you learned something in this session, put your hands together for me right now. All right. So come on to the back table. Get enrolled right now in the Private Money Success System. God bless you. And there they are holding up the forms back there. I can't wait to be a part of your real estate investing success by using private money. God bless you. We'll see you on the inside.